SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.
In this bulletin, One Nation hoping for its first win at the ballot box for a lower house seat in the Farah by-election. New South Wales government moves to tighten gun laws and overhaul its firearms registry after last year's Bondi shooting. And in sport, Aussie golfer Lucas Herbert opens up a 9-shot lead at Trump National in Virginia. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, who win in today's by-election in the lower house seat of Farah, a large agricultural and mining electorate in southern New South Wales. If One Nation is successful, it would mark its first win at the ballot box for a lower house seat and cost the Liberal Party a seat it has held for a quarter of a century. In pre-election polling, One Nation candidate David Farley was neck and neck with independent Michelle Millthorpe as frontrunners for the seat. Analysts believe preferences could get the Populist Party over the line, but Miss Millthorpe says she hasn't given in.
Oh look, every vote counts, so you know, I've got to stay positive, and I've got lots of people who are behind me. We've got over 700, 800 volunteers who are out and about today getting the work done. So you know, it is about just, as I said, remaining present and just keeping my head up. I've done as much work as I can up to this point, and now we've just got to wait for the votes to be counted.
The federal government says Australia remains well supplied with fuel despite ongoing instability in the Middle East and ongoing concerns about global supply chains. Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen says more than 4.5 billion litres of fuel is contracted to arrive in Australia over the next month, up 500 million litres from last week. He says 55 fuel ships are currently headed to Australia, while the country also has 29 days worth of jet fuel reserves.
We have 2.3 billion litres worth of diesel contracted to be delivered over the next 4 weeks, 783 million litres of petrol, 450 million litres of jet fuel and 940 million litres of oil.
Bowen says the government is also introducing a federally owned strategic fuel reserve to better prepare Australia for future international crises. The New South Wales government is moving to tighten gun laws and overhaul its firearms registry after last year's Bondi terror attack. The Minns government will spend almost $40 million on extra staff, systems upgrades and a full audit of existing firearms licences. Gun licences will be cut from 5 years to 2, with tougher checks and new limits on how many firearms one person can own. The registry came under scrutiny after it emerged the Bondi attacker had been granted a firearms licence. A court has ruled proceedings in the case against the man accused of murdering US right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk can be broadcast live on television. Tyler Robinson's lawyers had argued media coverage could prejudice potential jurors and affect his right to a fair trial. But a Utah judge rejected the request, saying public access to court proceedings is important. The case has drawn significant attention across the United States. Australian golfer Lucas Herbert has opened up a 6-shot lead after the second round of LIV Golf in Virginia. Herbert's 9-under par 63 rocketed him to 17-under after the second round at Trump National DC. Spaniard Sergio Garcia at 11-under is in second place. Herbert holed 9 birdies and 9 pars in his mistake-free round. He said he had hardly paid attention to the leaderboard all day and has been a bit surprised by his performance.
I came into the week with very, very low expectations, so I think I'm probably going to try and stick to that. you know, I want to go out there tomorrow and I want to make some golf swings that I don't think I've been able to make for 12 months. I want to make some progress and hit some shots, some better quality shots, you know, than I've been hitting for 12 months. I want to do a better job of, you know, committing to what I want to do and not stepping away from the moment for the next 36 holes. And I think if I do those, I'll walk away from the week really, really satisfied whether I am holding a trophy or not.
And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Hannah Hodson.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.